This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 2nd July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm day across Israel with sunny skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. The temperature is expected to climb this afternoon. In Haifa, a gentle breeze is keeping the heat at bay. Here are today's headlines. First, the dispute in Lebanon. A senior official warns of Israeli deception, while the president calls to give it a chance. This comes from Israel Hayom, reported 2 hours ago. Also, the IDF has eliminated a Hamas platoon commander in Gaza. This is from JNS 3 hours ago. Also this hour, a Tajik national has been arrested in Israel for allegedly spying for Iran. Ynet reported this an hour ago. Separately, a California man has been sentenced to 1 year in jail for the 2023 death of a pro-Israel protester. This comes from Forward, reported 56 minutes ago. And finally, the Defense Ministry warns that the rehabilitation system is at risk of collapse. This is according to I-24 News from 44 minutes ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. I-24-NEWS English, an Israeli international news broadcaster, announced just minutes ago that the 22nd Maccabiah Games have opened in Jerusalem. President Herzog praised it as a display of Jewish strength. Raylan Givens, a sports commentator, criticized the referee in the U.S. soccer game, claiming bias against the U.S. team. This post came just minutes ago. Open Source Intel, known for conflict analysis, warned the U.S. and Israel against miscalculation during Khamenei's funeral, emphasizing a severe response to any aggression. This was posted 9 minutes ago. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Lebanon, Israel Hayom reports that tensions rise as Lebanese Parliament Speaker Nabi Berri accuses the IDF of attempting to incite internal strife. Meanwhile, the President of Lebanon is urging dialogue and resolution. The situation remains fragile, affecting regional stability. Turning to Gaza, JNS details the IDF's successful operation against Adel Jihad Mohammed Asfar, a Hamas platoon commander. Asfar was linked to planning attacks on Israeli soldiers and aiding in Hamas's military rebuilding efforts. This strike underscores ongoing tensions in the region and Israel's commitment to security. Meanwhile, Ynet informs us that Behut Sobrigon, a Tajik national with a Russian passport, allegedly spied for Iran during the war. The arrest highlights concerns over foreign influence and espionage activities in Israel. This could strain diplomatic relations with countries linked to espionage networks. Separately, Forward reports that a California man received a one-year jail sentence for the 2023 death of Jewish protester Paul Kessler. The incident underscores the ongoing challenges of addressing hate crimes and ensuring justice. Finally, I-24 News warns of a potential collapse in the rehabilitation system, a vital component of national recovery efforts. The Defense Ministry's alert raises concerns about the long-term support for veterans and victims of conflict. On the economic front. First, Wall of Business highlights the financial strain faced by tech workers laid off due to AI and dollar fluctuations. Many are struggling with mortgage burdens, signaling potential wider economic challenges. Separately, CTech examines how NVIDIA is reshaping Israel's economy. Despite impressive headline growth, economists caution that it may not reflect broader economic health. And finally, Ynet Business reveals which government companies pay the highest salaries. The Government Companies Authority's report sheds light on defense industry successes and anticipated IPOs. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 2 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.